Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 14, 2023. The Last Coin. As we progress, the evil inclination, the power of egoism, comes out more and more harshly each time so that, in the end, we do not know what to do. It is as if a wall appears in front of us, over which it is impossible to climb. And in the end, we come to the Red Sea, to the stormy, angry waters that are ready to swallow us up and cut us off from life. Thus, we begin to feel all the forces of nature, but when we overcome all these states and include them in ourselves, we become stronger, and this is what our progress consists of. However, it is said that if the sons of Israel believed in the faithful shepherd Moses properly, they could hear his voice and be saved from the clipper of Pharaoh. This means that there is still some chance to get out, but the question is whether they use it or not. Like in mathematics, where negative multiplied by another negative yields a positive, it is also like this in spiritual advancement when leaving Egypt. If the majority of the group wants to work for the Creator for the sake of bestowal, then they can oblige Him to help them. From heaven we are never given half, it is necessary to achieve the full measure of the revelation of evil, and then help from above will come in its entirety. Therefore, we can complain and make claims, but until we make the full measure of effort necessary in our state, there will be no breakthrough. And only when we put the last coin in the basket of efforts, then the Creator will help us achieve the goal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 8, 2023. Pesach, Passover. Image that needs to be respected. Question: does the relationship of hierarchies between people change, for example, between you and students? Answer: it is hard for me to say because, on one hand, I treat everyone as a student. On the other hand, internally, I treat them as friends. Here arises a problem of connecting to me as a teacher on one hand, and the difficulty of expressing myself as a friend on the other hand. Now, I am gradually trying to do this, but I am afraid that in doing so I will fall in their eyes, and they will disregard me a little like one who is closer to them. This will complicate their path. They will accept less from me, and appreciate less. This is the way man is. I am afraid that by doing this I will not give them enough strength to move forward. Therefore, I have to shout, push, show an example, and demand. If I am on par with them, then what will be an incentive for them? Will it be just that they value each other and value me above the fact that they see everyone as equal? It is very hard. That is, I need to show myself as an image that they should respect. This will give them a driving force. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Prejudice Against a Friend, November 24, 2012. The Greatest Souls. Question: Baal-Hasulam descended from the high level of understanding at which he was in order to explain the Kabbalistic methodology in simpler words. How did it happen with him? Answer: I do not know. It is as if you jump from a chair to the floor, and someone jumps from the stratosphere. This is a completely different technique I have not yet attained at all. I study Baal-Hasulam at my own level, not at the one he is at. His level is unknown to me. I know only what he wrote about himself. If he had not written, I would have said about him, yes, he is at a high degree. But I do not know where. After all, any upper degree feels like infinity relative to the lower one. You cannot measure it in any way with your instrument, therefore, it is infinite, without end, and without boundaries. Question: did Rabash tell you about his father? Answer: no. Both Rabash and Baal-Hasulam are unattainable to us. These are the greatest souls. The fact that we are connected with them and receive directly from them is, of course, a great fortune. For this, we must constantly be in a state of gratitude and awe. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The most significant cablist of all times, December 17, 2012. Tourism in the 21st century, a journey inside a person. The world has become so small that everything is close. Wherever you go, the same hotels and the same things are everywhere: squares, towers, houses, anything else except maybe museums. I think everything is advancing toward the fact that tourism will drop. Firstly, because there is a crisis, there is no money. Secondly, because everything is on the internet. You can also take a walk near your home. It seems to me that all this will change. We have built a huge number of hotels. I've been thinking for a long time, what will become of all this? Everything will be empty. Question: but is tourism, in fact, the pursuit of various states? Answer: yes. Man has already developed and he goes deep into himself. Now tourism will become more domestic. I think that people will be attracted by internal changes in themselves, changes in internal states, instead of external ones like flying somewhere, walking around a city in groups, or watching something. People will be more attracted by the journey inside themselves. This is interesting tourism. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. 21st Century Tourism, November 24, 2012. Why don't we remember how we were born? Question: why don't we remember how we were born? Why don't we remember those torments? We subconsciously know that this has happened, but we cannot associate ourselves with it. Answer: we can. We can go back and see ourselves being born in our mother's womb. But what for? Comment: because in spirituality it probably gives a certain range of sensations. My response: there, as in our world, you feel and realize what you need at every moment and nothing more. Question: does a Kabbalist clearly remember the stage before the muksa throughout all the steps? Answer: no. Is nothing taken away from him and nothing given to him? Is he not inside a system that calls him according to a certain program? And how does he know the next step and what he should be in it? He does not know it. Comment: I mean the past. Suppose before the muksam he remembers all this. My response: he may not know. It may fall out of his current sense of awareness. Just like you do not remember what happened a week ago on a certain day at a specific hour. And you can be reminded of this and, very seriously, to that extent that you will shudder. So it is in Kabbalah. Not everything is open before you. Reshimot, informational spiritual records, rise and fall, rise into your consciousness or disappear again inside, and you do not use them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Ideal Childbirth, November 3, 2012. Baal HaSulam's Amazing Revelation. Of all the great Kabbalists of the past, Baal HaSulam is the most universal. He presented Kabbalah in a scientific style, in a language that links both the ancient language, the ancient biblical approach, and the scientific, psychological, Kabbalistic approach. He interconnects it all. He made an amazing revelation. I can't stop admiring how he turned everything around, took it, and opened up everything. Before him, everyone was beating around the bush and did not know how to convey the methodology as if they were tasting it. But he opened it up. Of course, he can be compared with other great Kabbalists, but in the sense of revealing Kabbalah, he certainly made an amazing step forward. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The most significant Kabbalist of all times, December 17, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what are things that can only happen to Israelis? It is common in Israel to disrespect people of status, such as state officials. The reason for this is that we, the people of Israel, the Jews, are a free people in our roots. We originated as a nation of members who were equal to one another. About 4,000 years ago, when we first united as the people of Israel, we had gathered around Abraham. At that time, Abraham invited anybody in ancient Babylon who had a desire to reach the degree of equality, love and freedom from the limits of this world, to implement his method. Abraham taught his group that they were a free nation and that they each needed to develop themselves to become a positive force of support, encouragement, care and love toward each other. In such a state, nobody is lesser than others and no one can tell others what to do, but we can each give each other examples of love and care. If we can sustain ourselves in that continuous motion to love and care for one another, then we experience harmony and peace. But if we cannot hold ourselves in such a positive direction, then we become like savages. Abraham's method is supposed to unite people as equals, without any limits, where no person is greater or smaller than the others. In other words, in our origin, we have no sense of one who is powerful and another who is weak, but rather we all complement one another in a common effort to unite above our differences. Since Abraham once united us, as equals in a connection of love among one another, then we developed a very open approach in our relations. We dwelled in a positive connection where we behaved as if everyone everywhere was in our bedrooms. Later, when we fell from the degree of a common love for one another and immersed ourselves in opposite attitudes to each other, a state of unfounded hatred, the feeling of our equality turned into a common disrespect and disregard. In other words, disregard, rejection and alienation replaced love, mutual consideration and unification. That is what we see among us, today. We need to understand how much of a better life we could be living if we once again applied Abraham's method to our relations. If we start uniting above our divisive drives, then we would experience a whole new harmonious and peaceful world open up to us. We would draw the force of love and connection that dwells in nature into our relations, and by doing so, we would tap into that ability that once united us, as the people of Israel. Our unity would have immensely positive rippling effects not only for our own well-being, but people around the world would also feel a surge of a new positive force enter their lives, and the attitude to Israelis and to Jews in general around the world would become very positive. People would revere the group that brings love, peace and unity to the world. Based on the video The Matter of Equality Among the Israeli Nation with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.